Hello everyone, I'm Dylan, and the reason I'm up here is because next Thursday, I'm going to be taking a 13-hour plane ride down to China for a mission trip, and I'm just really excited. I'm going to get straight to the story. I wasn't even really supposed to be going on this trip in the first place. I wasn't planning it or anything. My parents brought it up. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I was excited to go. They didn't have any more places left. I didn't know what to think. I was like, oh, I guess I won't go. And turns out, at the last second, someone dropped out and there was a spot for me to go. So that in alone, in itself, was just a great blessing. And then, so now, it's just approaching so fast. We've been meeting every week or so, just getting ready, preparing ourselves spiritually and mentally on what we're gonna do down there. And it looks like we're gonna be doing a lot of bike rides, riding around, and we have a setup, so we're gonna be in different groups of bike riding, and if we see anything interesting that we wanna go to, maybe go visit someone, if it's just anything that looks out of the ordinary, we can put our flag down and go head over with your group over to that spot and just help out where you're needed. And so we're gonna be basically trying to be the best godly example we can down there and just share God with as many people as we can. And as far as training for it, we've been, like I said, meeting every couple weeks and just talking about what we're gonna do. We're gonna have translators down there, so the communication won't really be a problem. We learned our basic greetings. Like, I know ni hao is hello, and xie xie is thank you, and so on. Like, I know the basics. So it's just gonna be a really fun time, and I'm really excited to get to be humbled, really, just to see what other people don't have that I just take for granted every day. And it's just gonna be an awesome life-changing experience, and I'm really excited.
I don't know about you guys, but this is exciting. It's very exciting for me to see one of our youths going out on the field. And I'm gonna ask Ariane to pray first, and then I'm gonna close in prayer. But if you guys could just stretch out your hands, we're gonna lift Dylan in prayer right now.
Father God, we thank you so much for Dylan and the life that you've given to him. And God, we thank you for this opportunity that he has to be an instrument for your kingdom, to go to this foreign country and to spread your news, Lord. God, I just pray that as he's over there, you would lead him to the right people to speak with, and that these people would just be ready and hungry to hear what Dylan would have to say, Lord, and that you would just give him the words, and that he would just be able to speak to receptive ears, Lord. I know that there's so many hungry people over there. There's so many people that are willing to stop and listen to what he would have to say, Lord. So God, just use him in that. Guide his footsteps over there and protect him. Bring him back safely so we can hear all the good news that went on.